So we're going to have to keep this brief because we're at work here. I'll just say that the principal subject today will be the state's fiscal condition, which is, on the one hand, much stronger than most other states. On the other hand, going to take a lot of hard work to preserve revenues. For the first 4 months, first third of this fiscal year are exactly flat with last year. And that's better, as best we can tell, than probably two-thirds of the states of the country, but it isn't good news. And it isn't likely, it's more likely to get worse rather than better. And so we're going to have to be even more frugal and careful than we have been already to maintain the state's very strong current position. But that's what this team has proven capable of doing now for 4 years, and we will find a way, I'm sure, again.
Governor, shrinking revenues, how is this going to affect the property tax relief that so many of us are expecting?
It won't affect it at all. We're going to deliver on that every penny. Remember that the it has a dedicated revenue source. First of all, we will be picking up at the state level certain costs that used to be paid for by property taxes. And most of the remaining relief will come through the caps, which are essential to preserve and, in fact, to protect permanently. But many people will be getting a second and then a third tax cut if they were in a high-tax area until their taxes are no more than 1% of their home's value.
What type of relationship do you anticipate to speak
about? A good one, a good cooperative one. I spoke with him today. We're going to be meeting soon. And we proved in the last 2 years that great things can happen in this state. On a bipartisan basis, and the challenges we're facing, he has faced some of them before. He's the veteran of so long here. He's been through at least one national recession as a legislator. He knows how very, very careful we're going to have to be. And I also look for him to be a partner in some of the reforms that we intend to press forward with. Well, it's between me and them right now.
How do you see your initiatives change with the Democrat House versus had you gotten control? How does that change your approach the first 2 years?
Well, our initiatives are what they are, and we're very serious about them. We don't propose these things idly or without full intention to move on them, so we're going to try to move on them. If there had been one more Republican seat, then we would have been assured, I think, that all of them at least got to a vote on the floor, and now we'll just have to work that out. But people have spoken. Pat Bauer is going to be the speaker. So, as I said, we saw great things happen the last couple years, and there's no reason they can't continue. Thank you guys very, very much.